3 years ago, Estes Park businesses were blindsided. Portions of Highway 34 and 36 were washed away by floodwaters, turning what is normally an hour-long drive from the Front Range into five. Tourism suffered, and some businesses shut their doors. Now, as KUNC's Jackie Fortier reports, many that survived are dealing with another closure of Highway 34.
Tim Rush is the owner of Estes Park Outfitters. His business caters to out-of-state hunters who are attracted by the area's reputation for big bull elk. He was leading a hunting trip with a handful of clients in September of 2013.
When that flood really broke loose, it trapped me, it trapped my horses. I couldn't get to my horses, couldn't get to my trucks and trailers. I was in awe. I've never seen anything like that.
The closure of Highway 34 and 36 was economically devastating for Estes Park businesses. While Rush didn't have any immediate flood damage, all activities in the Roosevelt National Forest stopped, including hunting.
I'd never heard the National Forest be closed before. So that really docked me when it came to my revenue.
But many like Rush took advantage of the Recover Colorado Business Grant Program. Funded by both state and federal dollars, it offered businesses up to $50,000 in grant money for things that weren't covered by insurance. John Nicholas is the president and CEO of the Estes Park Economic Development Corporation.
The program has now been expanded to include economic losses incurred due to highway reconstruction. There's fear that they could see decreased bookings, particularly for businesses in the Big Thompson Canyon.
The Colorado Department of Transportation reopened Highway 34 with temporary repairs by December of 2013. But now they're closing down a 3-mile stretch of the highway for the next 7.5 months to begin those permanent repairs.
All it is blasting.
Jared File is a spokesman with CDOT.
We will be blasting in the Idlewild area, which is where we will be moving the road back onto bedrock. And so that's what we'll be doing through that whole time that it's going to be closed.
File says Highway 36 is the recommended route into Estes Park until the Big Thompson Canyon reopens next Memorial Day weekend.
So we really had a choice. Could we do the blast and clear it every day and then let a few cars come through? Or do we cram it all in, shut down the canyon, and get it done and get out of there? And that, after having lots of public input, hearing from all the businesses, hearing from everybody, that really seemed to be the best answer.
For business owners that rely on Front Range day trippers as their bread and butter during the lean winter months, the closure puts them on edge. But there is good news, according to the Estes Park Development Corporation's John Nicholas.
So a business that received, say, $25,000 after the 2013 flood could apply for a second grant to cover the losses that are associated with the highway closing.
He says they have to meet some criteria and prove that they suffered economic losses. But compared to 2015, a record year for visitation for Estes Park, it shouldn't be too hard. And Nicholas says it would be treated as a separate grant. Tim Rush isn't as worried. After 2013, he diversified his business and now offers snowcat and snowshoeing tours in the winter and horseback rides in the summer. And almost all of his winter and spring clients are from the Front Range.
Obviously, there's a plan B. We've got a backup going up 36, but it's going to make it tricky for sure.
At least for the time being, Rush says he isn't planning on applying for another grant.
I don't think I will. I think I'll be all right. I've got a pretty good internet advertising setup, so we'll see. I'm pretty comfortable. I will not try to go for another grant.
He does have time to change his mind. The Recover Colorado Business Grant will be open for another 3 years. That's because the Highway 34 closure is just the first of a 4-part, years-long process to fully reconstruct the highway. For KUNC, I'm Jackie Fortier.